are on Kuf Lamed Aleph, Siv Zayin, Siv Ches, excuse me, Siv Ches, also known as page 25. But that doesn't help you because there's a number of halachas on page 25. Okay, now this Mechaber starts off with a very interesting halacha. Ches. Ein ad mechashu rishay li pala pano, kesh mispala al tibur elaim kain hu batuach shiyane ki Yoshua binun. An important person is not allowed to prostrate himself when he davens for the tzibur, when he davens for the multitude, unless he is sure that he'll be answered like Yoshua. A very interesting halacha. The Mishnah Berurah explains the idea here is because the guy himself, because the person. In other words, if you have an important person and there's, I don't know, whatever's going on, and the leader of the community prostrates himself and davens, and you know it doesn't start to rain, right, or whatever, the bombs don't stop, then people are going to say, oh, you know, he's a bum, right? Evidently, he's not as big of a tzaddik as he thinks, as you know, he portrays. Hashem didn't answer him, so therefore, he's not allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah explains he's allowed to do it privately. He's allowed to prostrate himself privately. But beso afilu mispal al tzibur motor, if he's davening for the tzibur, but he's doing it privately at home, that would be okay. But again, the whole idea is that it puts him in a bad light. Therefore, also, the Mishnah Berurah says that if everybody is doing it, everybody in the whole shul is doing it, it's also not a problem. Why? Because it could be maybe it's the tzibur is not worthy of being answered. Even though they might have a big tzaddik who's leading them, but still, maybe the fault lies, it's only if he does it himself. So then, he is subjecting himself to lashon hara, motzei shem ra, maybe. Okay, now this is what you're probably thinking of. And the Ramah says, v'chein aser l'chol adam, so too is prohibited for any person. Forget about an adam chashuv. Don't forget about it. But for any person, lipal upon up, pishut yadayim revayim, again, when putting his hands on his, stretching out his hands on his legs, prostrating himself, next page, afilu ein sham eve maskis, even if it's not, next page, even if it's not a stone floor, we'll get to this a little later, he would not be allowed to do that. Avolim no texas al tzido, but if you, tilt. You're not prostrating yourself straight down, but you're going slightly on your side, mutter, that would be okay. V'im ein sham eve maskis. V'im ein sham eve maskis. As long as it's not a hewn floor. Okay, we'll get to that a little later. V'chein yasu b'yom ha-kippurim, as you know, right, this is what it brings up, right? And that's what we do on Yom Kippurim, kishenot l'yom p'nehem, when we fall down, right, v'akonu v'am, or Shana Leinu, like all those things that we do on the Yom Kippur, once on Rosh Hashanah and a number of times on Yom Kippur. Im yatsiu sham esavim, if they put down grass. Kedei lahasik ben akarka, in order to separate between the floor, and in those days it was usually stone, and the person who's falling down, that would be okay. It's not on a stone floor. Okay, no, him. And that is the custom. So this is what you're thinking about. In other words, there is, the Mishnah Berurah says, a separate halacha. Again, the first thing we start off today is a halacha about an important person that he's not allowed to prostrate himself because if he does it and it doesn't work, his tefillos are not answered, then people are going to suspect him of who knows what. Here now, the Ramah adds on what you're thinking of, probably. And that is the whole idea of fall. And we're not talking about what we do every day on Aleinu or Modim or Shemoneh Esrei. We're talking about going down on the floor, right? So we're not allowed to do that. Why are we not allowed to do that? We're not allowed to do that because we're not allowed, the basis that we're going to start from is because you're not allowed to bow down on a stone floor. You're not allowed to do that. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains that is when you fall down on the floor. But in other words, there's two isurim. Hainu kishenofel al apav al ritzba blo pishat yadayim raglayim. If you fall down without spreading yourself out, so or imu poshet yadayim raglayim shlo al ritzba samanim. Let's say there's not on stone floor, but again you prostrate yourself fully. So then asurak midirei sofer. That would be an isur derabban. That would be midirei sofer. Be asur midirei sofer. So then he says, because Chazal made a gzeira because of bowing down on a stone floor. So if you have one or the other, really what is usher from the Torah, the Mishnah Berurah says, is if you have two strikes against you. One is you're bowing down, pishut yadayim raglayim, stretching out your hands and your legs. And number two is when it's on a stone floor. If you're missing one or the other, it'd be usher midrabbanan. So therefore, if you have two positives, in other words, you're not spreading out your leg, arms and legs completely. In other words, like what we do, we just go down on our face and our knees, but we don't spread ourselves out. And it's not on the stone floor, so then it's mutter. Okay? So now you understand what we do on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, right? Because we don't go down completely, we don't prostrate ourselves from completely. Right, we just go down on our knees and on our face, but not spread out. Number two, it's not on the stone floor. Right, it's not on the stone floor. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah says if it's a stone floor, so then even if it's derakido, like we do, that's called derakido, bowing, even on our knees and down our face, that would be usur. So now you might ask, based upon this, why do we hand out towels? We don't need out the towels. There's actually two reasons why we hand out towels. One is because we don't want anybody to, let's say if we change the flooring, right, to stone. Are we going to do that? Keeping carpet in here. Okay, anyways, whatever. We have to go out there. You never know. Okay, that's number one, you know, so that way people don't get confused. Number two is the main reason, is because of cleanliness reasons. Right, you're going down on your knees and you're wearing a yantif suit, you know, so it's been walked on. So that's also a major consideration, which a lot of times people don't think of. Okay, now we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow in Kof Lamed Beis, we're going to get into the Kedusha of Valsian. We know the Kedusha of Valsian is a very, very high level. But before we go there, we have to see a very long Bir Halacha. Very long Bir Halacha here that talks about the who comes first as far as saying Kaddish. Where are the priorities for saying Kaddish? So here in Kuf Lamed Beis is like one of the huge. Bir Halacha about where the priorities are for saying Kaddish.
See that?
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll get into that. That's a very good question. We'll get into that in Mirza Shem tomorrow.
How do they do it in Israel? They don't, these floors are stone.